I had an odd experience a few weeks ago. I saw a news story on the internet with a dateline of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The headline read, "Judge, Privacy Not Violated." I used to live in Harrisburg, and I researched privacy issues, so I read the article. It reported that a man from Virginia had used a camera phone to take an inappropriate picture of an unsuspecting young woman in a Harrisburg area shopping mall. She was wearing a skirt, and he held the cell phone low. Police confiscated the phone and found the incriminating photograph. Prosecutors charged the man with violating the Pennsylvania statute titled Invasion of Privacy. You'd figure it would be a slam dunk case. But it wasn't. The article reported that a judge found no privacy invasion. He agreed with the defense attorney that the invasion of privacy statute did not apply because it was written in an age before camera phones. Instead, a privacy invasion occurs when an offender knowingly photographs another person without that person's knowledge and consent, while the person being photographed is in a state of full or partial nudity and is in a place where the person would have a reasonable expectation of privacy. The woman photographed was in a shopping mall, not exactly a private area. She was clothed. The prosecution in the case, the article reported, had argued that she'd had a reasonable expectation of privacy under these unique circumstances involving a camera phone. But the defense attorney won out. The statute's language simply didn't apply to this act involving new technology and a brazen operator. It's loopholes like that one that drive a person crazy. But there's some light in the darkness. First, it wasn't only invasion of privacy that the guy was charged with. It was also the crime of disorderly conduct. That charge stuck. Disorderly conduct in Pennsylvania means, among other things, the creation of a physically offensive condition by any act which serves no legitimate purpose of the actor. The judge likely found that portion of the statute applicable. Physically offensive? Yes, and with absolutely no legitimate purpose. Second, the call went out to the legislature very nearly immediately. It needed to change the language of the law to bring it up to date so that it covers such violations, which the article reported are happening with increasing frequency. Third, tort law can step in to fill the void in situations like this. There's an entirely different invasion of privacy law in tort, with different standards. And in tort law, the victim can win monetary damages. Still, it's easy to get caught up in the emotions of a story like this one. By the fourth paragraph, I found myself wondering about the person who had defended this man so successfully on the privacy charge, wondering if he'd thought for even a minute about how exploited the young woman must have felt and how she likely believed that indeed her privacy had been invaded. And that's when the odd thing happened. I read the defense attorney's name. He's a friend of mine. He's a nice guy. The criticism melted a bit. He did what criminal defense lawyers are supposed to do, represent clients to the best of their ability, and leave it to the legislature to right the law's wrongs. I'm Amy Guida.